We have been following the election in Iran all of this week and the disputed results, of course. The protests are still continuing today, and President Obama has said he doesn't want to interfere.
It is up to Iranians to make decisions about who Iran's leaders will be. We respect Iranian sovereignty and want to avoid the United States being the issue inside of Iran.
But some Republicans are urging the president to show solidarity with Mousavi's supporters. Joining us now is Congressman Mike Pence. He's a Republican from Indiana and chairman of the House Republican Conference. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Catherine, Femi. Good to be on The Takeaway.
It's good to have you. Tell us, what is your issue with the Obama administration's stance on what's happening in Iran right now?
Well, look, I appreciate the fact that the president has said that protesters have a right to be heard and respected, and I appreciate that he's expressed the fact that he's troubled by the violence and the repression that's been in evidence over the last 6 days. But I respectfully disagree that for the president to speak out in a way that would express the unqualified support of the American people for the citizens of Iran who are taking a stand for basic human rights, free elections, freedom of expression, would be wrong. But I don't begrudge the president's ability and right to draw the line where he sees fit. That's why I've authored a resolution in the Congress that I hope it comes to the floor this week that would give the American people the opportunity through their elected representatives to express support, not for Mr. Mousavi or any particular opposition candidate, but for the people who have crowded the street for most of the last week, risking their liberty and, in some cases, risking their lives on behalf of a fundamental freedom.
So let's make this distinction. It looks like the Obama administration are sitting on the fence, and given the chance, you would actually make a very distinct way of saying we would like to support the opposition in Iran.
Well, I want to be very clear on this, Catherine. I think Mr. Mousavi and his agenda are, as we'd say here in Indiana, not a real picnic. I mean, this is, there's not a bright line choice between the two. But I think that the people who are crowding the streets because they see the election as having been stolen. They want free and fair elections. They want democracy. They want the right to be heard and to embrace essential fundamental freedoms. We ought to, the American people, if our president chooses not to do so, I believe through our elected representatives, the American people ought to have the opportunity to express solidarity with the brave men and women who are taking a stand for essential freedoms in Iran. I think it represents an extraordinary opportunity for the people of our country to have what may be the beginning of a truly fresh start with the people of Iran.
Representative, this is Catherine Lanfer here. The American people have all sorts of ways to express how they are feeling about the protests that are going on in Iran. What about the fact that, there are those who say, look, we actually play into the hands of the supporters of Ahmadinejad when we do something that has any kind of imprimatur of the government, a congressional resolution? We're going to have the Swedish ambassador back in Ahmadinejad's office with charges of U.S. meddling in the election.
Yeah, it's a fair point, Catherine, and I want to be real clear. I could care less what the tyrants in Tehran think about is the opinion and the regard of freedom of the American people in our government.
But you're making it sound like there's a huge difference.
Let me be clear on this point, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that throughout the history of this country, we have, regardless of short-term diplomatic political calculations, when we have seen people around the world risking their liberty and their lives for their own fundamental freedoms, we have at least stood with them rhetorically. And if the administration chooses to take a more careful approach, I'll respectfully disagree, but that's the president's line to draw. I simply believe that the people of the United States of America would welcome the opportunity, and their elected representatives would welcome the opportunity to speak a word of support for those brave souls in Iran.
Okay, Congressman, we actually have an Iranian expert in the studio listening to you right now. He's Professor Hamid Darbashi. He's Professor of Iranian Studies at Columbia University, shaking his head at some of the comments you're making. Professor?
Well, in the spirit of conversation, I also respectfully disagree with the congressman from Indiana. I think President Obama has stated the position extremely cautiously and extremely well. We have taught him very well at Columbia University. He has, in very certain terms, expressed solidarity with the demonstrators and the rallies without taking very explicit side. The reason is the history of United States involvement, beginning with the coup of 1953 forward. Any more statement other than that, the way that the congressman is suggesting, is the kiss of death to this movement. You have to stay away from the movement. I do agree with the congressman that the American people have to find a way to express it, but not through the Congress. The hypocrisy of this position is that the night before the election in Iran, in the Congress, you actually started initiating a more severe sanctions against Iran, which the following day in Iran would have meant support for Ahmadinejad. And now that the movement has started, any involvement of United States congressmen in support of the rally means support for Ahmadinejad.
Congressman.
Well, I absolutely support the strongest possible sanctions against Iran as they move in the direction of a headlong rush of obtaining a nuclear weapon. President Ahmadinejad is a Holocaust denier who has expressed the ambition to wipe Israel off the map. Now, that being said... I want to grant the professor's point. I think for the United States to have expressed a perspective on these elections before the ballots were closed, before the voting was closed.
But the congressman, if I may remind you, the target of those sanctions will not be Ahmadinejad. Will actually be people that you pretend.
Gentlemen, let me do one thing here.
We're in a
congressman. Give me 1 second.
Is universal human rights.
Congressman, I'm just going to ask you for one single statement to wrap up with because we're close to the end of our program. Just very quickly, one comment.
The American cause is freedom. And in that cause, we must never be silent. If the president chooses to take a more measured approach, as some experts would suggest, I'll respectfully disagree. But
thank you very much. Respectfully disagreeing with the president.
Give the American people a chance to speak out for freedom.
Thank you so much. Mike Pence is the Indiana Republican representative. And also, we also had Professor Hamid Darbashi. He's Professor of Iranian Studies at Columbia University. Thank you both, gentlemen, for that interesting debate there. Catherine.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.